News you can trust. Opinions that matter. Now, Ben Fordham comments.
Well, police are still trying to piece together the events that led to a radicalised teenager launching a knife attack in Western Australia. And as of this morning, Tuesday morning, May 7, police are still yet to declare this incident a terror attack. Now, you tell me, does this sound like a terror attack to you? The 16-year-old was shot dead by police after attacking a stranger in a Bunnings car park in WA, and all the warning signs were there. And now parents at the boys' school are urging the WA government to take action. They've in fact got together and launched a petition to ban the use of prayer rooms in public schools. They fear the prayer rooms could have been used by the 16-year-old to hold some meetings. And they have reasons to believe that other students have been radicalised. Footage has been released of the 16-year-old detonating a homemade bomb at the school. According to the Daily Telegraph, after that incident, WA police raided the 16-year-old's home. The teenager had restrictions placed on his phone. As part of the de-radicalisation program he was part of, he could only use an old school phone without the internet because they wanted to keep him away from more extremist material. Neighbours of the 16-year-old have spoken out. They say the boy was very public about his radical views. They often saw him walking around the neighbourhood wearing traditional Muslim robes and sharing religious views. On the night of the attack, the boy allegedly sent a message to a group chat to let the boys know of his plans. He allegedly wrote, "Brothers, please forgive me for any time I have wronged you. I'm going in the path of jihad tonight. If you have any illegal or jihadi things online or in real life, please make sure to hide them." The messages prompted members of the Muslim community to alert police, and thank God they did. When police arrived at the scene, they found the boy holding a large knife. He'd just stabbed an innocent man in the back as that man was leaving a gym. Police tried to contain him with tasers, but as he made his way towards them with the knife, he was shot once and he died. And it sounds like WA police have done an impressive job on the scene. Police say the 16-year-old acted alone, but as we've read in his text messages, he had a network of mates and he was warning them to destroy evidence. Let me read the message again. "Brothers, I'm going in the path of jihad tonight. If you have any illegal or jihadi things, make sure to hide them." No wonder parents at the school are worried. They're fearful a group of radicalised students could plan further attacks. Yesterday, many of those parents kept their kids away from the school. The parents are among hundreds of people who've signed an online petition to ban prayer rooms in public schools. They say the promotion of religious activities within public schools perpetuates divisions and contributes to the alienation and marginalisation of certain religious and cultural groups, thereby fostering religious radicalisation among impressionable students. One child is believed to have been indoctrinated into the group before his parents were aware. They're now trying to urgently remove that kid from the school. Another parent says the boy told his peers he planned to bomb a graduation ceremony. They say everybody knew this kid was radicalised. So why hasn't this incident been declared a terrorist attack? That's what I want to know. Police say it has all the hallmarks of one, but they're yet to declare it a terror incident. I don't know what they're waiting for. Police have confirmed he was radicalised online. He sent messages to mates on the night of the attack, warning he was heading down the path of jihad. He'd apparently told mates he wanted to bomb a graduation ceremony at the school. And on the night of the attack, he even called 000 and told them he was about to start his attack. And they're still yet to declare it a terror incident. Seriously, what are they waiting for? I mean, how many hints do you need from this bloke that this was his motivation? Let me read the message again. It's extraordinary. "Brothers, please forgive me for any time I've wronged you. I'm going down the path of jihad tonight." Well, that explains what it was. It was a terror attack, wasn't it? "If you have any illegal or jihadi things, please make sure to hide them." I don't know how much more evidence they need. At least in New South Wales, when we had that attack on the Bishop Murray Emanuel, our New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb didn't wait. It was the following day. She said it's a terror incident. And what happened in WA over the weekend is the same, a terror incident.